Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with
Daniel Leonard, a.k.a. Leo D.
Leo D. Daniel, good friend of the show, good friend of ours, the owner of the finest craft bottle shop in all of Greensboro, Gate City Growlers.
Very nice of you to say.
I'm just speaking speaking facts over here. And getting ready to open up the bodega here in downtown Greensboro. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, you know, kind of go into how 2019 treated him. I know it's been a while since you were on the show. You were there for the sneaker episode. We were doing like sneakers and hats and just kind of like the collector episode.
The normal episode of our lives.
our daily stuff. And, you know, talk about the bodega and stuff coming up in 2020. So I'll let you go ahead and kick it off there, brother.
All right. Well, pleasure to be back. Some of y'all know we used to do this up at the shop too.
Yep.
So yeah,
yep.
we have a once a month Friday night jam at the shop with some podcast action, some beers and some questions. But 2019 was good. Another year, the business opened for the shop. I still learn a lot every year of business. It doesn't matter like how long you've been involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's always something constant you're going to learn.
I think
more so this year, it was inventory planning and adjusting accordingly. But other than that, you know, solid year. Thankful for all the clientele and family that we have at the shop. It's nice to see everyone come in, dogs, watch kids get raised in the shop. It's just a nice family environment. But this year, the exciting thing was Todd Olson. One of my best friends, owner of McGee Street Boiler Room, which I'm sure a lot of you have frequented before.
It is a fun spot. I have DJed there on occasion.
I think it was it voted like best place for a hookup in Greensboro.
I believe so.
Out to McGee Street on that if you want to get a hookup. There you go.
There you go. Speaking of that, you know, the Yes Weekly Awards are out, so make sure you go on the website, vote for Daniel's shop for definitely best beers. What would it be? Best beer selection in Greensboro. Make sure you vote for Gay City Growlers on that.
Yeah, give us a holler for that, please. We decided we were going to open a business together. We've always talked about this for years. Funny fact, Todd and I have the same birthday. I'm a year older than him to the day. His business is a year older than mine to the day.
Did not know. I knew the birthday part. I did not know the business part.
Yeah, know each other cool. since we were like 4, 5, 5, and 6 years old.
Wow.
Both bald. He's just a little taller. I'm a little shorter. So it works out all right. We decided to start a business together, and we saw a place that we liked, and we had a concept to have a convenience store for downtown because we really wanted to give downtown something that it needed with the presence of everything growing up and more business coming in. So we thought it'd be pretty cool to open a little convenience store. So we took over the old LaRue that's located at, it was Johnson's SOB, Shuck's SOB,
yep.
Multiple places. Location is 313 South Green Street, Suite 100. Right next to the old Rhino, which is being worked on now, and right across the street from the Carolina Theater.
Yep.
But we had wanted to have a convenience store, in which I always thought was cool. My grandfather had a convenience store in Tryon, North Carolina. And so I just thought it would always be cool to have that connection with him. So we took it over, and we decided to go a little bit further. We wanted to also offer a area for people to work in, sit in, eat in, have a drink in. So we have 800 square foot patio outside as well that we're kind of, you can call it a beer garden, but it's more a patio area for you to sit, relax, and enjoy the weather downtown in different seasons. And we are going to be putting food in it, and hopefully 6 to 9 months is the kind of frame, might take a little bit longer, but good hope of your mind, Nick Benchoff, Bandito Burrito, Bandito Bodega, shout out to them. Will be helping us with the food concept of it. So, you know, we're pretty excited on that. It'll be basically sandwiches, easy things, quick grab and go.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with the bodega for the convenience was just to give you access to something that you might have to drive further away from.
Right.
So if you're living downtown, you're cooking, you need a single stick of butter, no, we got you.
Yeah.
if you're in town traveling for work and you forget your razors, you know, we got you on that.
Yeah.
Mac Brown actually held a meeting the other morning for GMA, which is the Greensboro Merchants Association. Mm-hmm. And he talked to us after the meeting. He goes, yeah, I stayed at that place. What the Biltmore next to you goes, yeah, those things you use on your face, yeah, I didn't have those. I had to find them. They're called razors. We'll have those. And anything else you need for downtown living or downtown visiting where you're working, or if you're out downtown and you need like a soda or chips or – you need a pack of cigarettes,
right?
Whatever have you,
right?
We'll that's what we're there for.
Yeah,
and we chose the name Bodega because that's the word from my research was it's a Spanish word, of course, but it was used to describe a grocery store that like supported a small community.
Mm-hmm.
Now in other like Spanish speaking countries, it refers to like wine cellars and alcohol and things of that nature. But we wanted to be downtown's convenient area,
right?
We wanted to make sure that we plan accordingly for what the residents, which there is a residents association meeting there this week, or our visitors, whatever's happened with the Tangent Performing Arts Center, what's happened at the Carolina Theater, what's happening at, Triad Stage, what's happening at the Ball Stadium, or, whatever happened. If there's a parade, I'm going to serve you hot chocolate and give you hand warmers. If in the winter, I won't do that in summer.
But, don't do that in summer.
Yeah, but it's all about convenience. That's why our slogan is Downtown Convenience.
I mean, honestly, I think it's a wonderful idea. It's kind of shocking that downtown doesn't have that, but I couldn't think of two better people to open up, something like this that downtown's needed for quite some time, especially for the residents. Just like you said, two people that would come visit, who wants to drive 5-10 minutes to go get, razors and regular stuff, for lack of a better term, when you can just walk a couple blocks and you're good to go. And I mean, that's one of the things I really love about downtown Greensboro. It's not massive by any means, but it's not tiny. But you can really get from one end to the other in about 10 to 15 minutes walking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Dude, just what's downtown? Like maybe a mile long.
Right. So, excellent.
It ain't bad. But yeah, it is one thing. If people think about bodegas, they think about New York and like bigger cities and kind of run down. I can tell you, this is probably the most bougiest bodega you've ever seen.
It looks good. It looks good. So you got to check it out. What's the Facebook page that it's on?
The Bodega, it's just the Bodega GSO, and then Instagram is the Bodega GSO. But I shout out Melissa Stanley, who's a good friend of ours, who's our interior designer. She's done an amazing job.
It looks gorgeous,
and
man.
I'm sure y'all all see that. If you see my shop, you can tell that I did not design that.
Well, Gate City Growlers also, to me, looks awesome. But that's definitely designed by you with the skateboard decks. Love the Beastie Boys picture that's in the middle of the store. Okay. And you guys did some renovations last year, right?
Yeah, we did. In the summer, I flipped the bar and doubled the size of it. Basically, I just moved the community bar up to the bar.
Right.
We made some seating area. Mm-hmm. We moved some design around. That was kind of one of the things that was our goal was – to make the bar area bigger and then make more seating, because we find a lot of people like to come in and just kind of hang out. And then the area up front, we kind of more design for the family with kids. So you have the picnic table up front. You got Adirondack chairs and benches that you can sit in. They're real comfortable. And then you have the little play area for your kids up there. Just kind of hang out. Yeah. And then at the bar, because, sometimes words get thrown around that shouldn't be heard by kids at young ages at the bar. So
happens.
Yeah, so we kind of separate it. But yeah, it's been a good turnout for that. We're getting looking forward. We've got 5 years coming up.
I was going to ask, March too. Yeah. What's the plan for the 5 year anniversary?
Mario Kart. I went and made the adult decision to buy some Razor Drift Trikes.
I love it.
So I haven't really told the shopping center what I'm going to do yet, but I never really do. But,
right.
So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a track, probably an oval track, because let's be honest, I can't make jumps and boxes for you to go up on and like shoot turtle shells at people.
Right. Unfortunately.
Not yet at least. Maybe next year.
There you go.
So we're going to build an oval track out front for the most part. Bandito will be there slinging up some food.
Nice.
I'll have machine gun graphics, printing live shirts again. I'll do a special 5 year design. That'll be pretty funny to a lot of people. If you go to the shop, you'll understand the joke, especially. And then we'll have one of my buddies. He just bought all new DJ equipment, so he's excited. We're gonna go. We're gonna see how rusty he really is.
Okay.
So we'll have him playing. I'm sure we'll have some local vendors set up, doing some things. But back to the race. So my original idea was to get pine cones and bananas, and I was gonna paint the pine cones red and green, and people were going to throw at each other.
Kind of like grenades.
Yeah. Like a turtle shell, you know? Yeah. And then people were going to hand you bananas as you were going in your laps, and you were going to throw them at people, and they were going to have to spin out because it's a drift trike, you know? It's
right.
But then my lawyer heard this idea. He said no to all of that. So basically, you're just going to race in circles. I'm going to try to find like a Toad hat, a Mario hat, Luigi hat, you know. I thought about getting a Lime scooter because they're faster than the trikes will be and giving them Princess Peach because I always heard Princess Peach was the fastest.
Right.
But I can't do that either. So we're just going to have to race, and then we're going to have heats, and then there'll be course first, second, and third place for winners, and then you get bragging rights till the next one.
Oh, my God.
It should be fun. It'll be March 8th. It's on a Sunday. I believe that's the right date. Let me make sure on my phone before everyone shows up and I'm not prepared.
And this is good. So the actual Mario Kart's going to be on in the parking lot, right?
I'm sorry. It will be – oh, that's February. Hold on. Yeah, March 8th.
March 8th. At what time?
Daylight savings, 1 to 6.
Ooh, so we got the sun back past 5 p.m., which is nice. So 1 to 6 p.m., Gate City Growlers right on right off Lawndale, right?
1724 Battleground.
Battleground.
Suite 103. Look for the big green gorillas on the window.
And then, of course, make sure you check out and look for the Bodega opening up soon. Big ups to Todd, who couldn't make it today.
Todd's having a rest day. Todd lives out in Kernersville, so he drives a lot. So I told him if he didn't want to drive today, that I'd go handle it for him.
He does. Good dude. Definitely check out McGee Street, Boiler Room, whatever you want to call it. Always a fun time, especially on the weekends. I know everybody's like, Boiler Room. No, it's McGee Street.
Well, we're old school Boiler Room, so we call it Boiler Room.
Exactly. We had Rick and Snow in here earlier. We were talking about the old Bucked Up and Inferno days. And,
oh, gosh.
Phew. I actually I'm curious to see what Inferno looks like right now. I really want to just take a tour.
You think there's anything in there?
I don't know. I hope so, though. I hope it was, like, left intact.
I was always scared that, like, the floor was going to collapse, or if something caught on fire, you're stuck downstairs under a building.
Gigantic fire hazard.
Yeah.
Lord. Back in the days when it was that, and then they had rum runners on the main floor. So, old
Greensboro days.
But, again, make sure you check out Daniel's shops. Right now, shop, but Bodega coming soon. Gate City Growlers, the best craft bottle beer place in all of Greensboro. Definitely check it out. Just like he said, it's a good time. Bring the kids. I've been in there 20 taps. I've been there plenty of times when people have like their entire family in there, and it's definitely a good, wholesome family environment that just happens to have really, really great beers from all over the state. What's kind of, before we wrap up, like what's kind of on the hot list right now that you got as far as your taps or just even bottles or cans?
IPAs, we go through IPAs like nothing. Mm-hmm. We always have different New England or hazy or American, mm-hmm. West Coast styles. Right now I got on pretty rare stuff. I got on some Hill Farmstead Florence. I've got on Tilquin Goose. I've got on Battery Steels, Maple Blueberry Stout. I always try to keep some rare stuff on there.
Yeah.
I never take PBR off because it's the best thing
in the
world.
And it's my favorite.
That's right. Le Pabst Bleu. We got that French edition. We always rotate everything. I try to do a lot, of course, from in the state. It's kind of gotten fortunate now. We used to drive everywhere, all over the state, constantly, every week. And now the good and the bad, that people are starting to deliver to us more, which is great because it saves us time.
Yeah.
But then again, now more people are getting the selection that we always had. So there's good and bad for it. But, at the end of the day, the breweries are friends of ours. And, we want to see them grow and get more success. So we're happy to see them getting around more places. And, of course, we got love for the state. So
Oh, and how can we forget, how is the what do you call it? The beer wagon?
The hop wagon.
Yeah, the hop wagon. So tell people about that, too, because I know they can get it for special events, weddings, all that.
Yeah, the hop wagon. It's an 8-tap trailer. Sorry, my mind went blank halfway through. But it's an 8-tap trailer. You pour beer, wine, and liquor out of it. Use it for weddings, special events, corporate events. If you just want to have it for fun for a block party for your neighborhood, we're good with that. You can find out more about it. It's, if you go to the shop's website, it's www.gatecitygrowlers.com. Look under the special events section, and if you fill out the form, we'll get back to you. But yeah, it's a cool tool.
I love it.
I when I bought it at first, my business partner, David over at the shop, he was like, "Yeah, man, that's a good idea." I was like, "Cool, I already bought it in Salisbury, Charlotte." He was like, "Well, I thought that was like a talk." I was like, "No, I'll just letting you know I already did it." And so far, I mean, it's been good. It doesn't really get used a lot until probably springtime.
Sure.
Spring
sure.
to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out 2 or 3 times a weekend at least.
Yeah.
And if you need, we have bartending service too. So if you just need bartenders for like a private house party or whatever have you, same thing, hit the website and just fill out the form and we'll get back with you.
Yeah, I definitely highly, highly recommend it. Again, gatecitygrowlers.com. Check out the site. Definitely more information on the shop for that for, you know, our fans and listeners from out of state. When you come visit, look for Gate City Growlers. You know, look for the bodega to be open. More information on that will be up on the social media. As always, want to thank Andrew Newman, attorney at law, our sponsor, our attorney that tries his best to keep us out of jail and has done a fantastic job doing that. Make sure you check him out. AttorneyNewman.com is the website. And, of course, check out our website, too. PopCulturePodcast.com, courtesy of our good friends over at Zibster. That's Zibster, making some of the best websites and SEO marketing strategies literally on the planet. A company here in Greensboro, but they do websites all across the U.S. and across the world. Daniel, thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And, you know, be sure to listen up, like, subscribe, all social media avenues, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and of course YouTube, Zero Dark Nerdy. So we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Later, later.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.